English 419, Multimedia Writing.
Course Cast 36, November 24.
Okay, good morning. Today probably the big thing is project resubmissions is a we've been talking about for the past couple weeks now. Today is the last day to turn in a project resubmission and just need the original. So what I gave back to you, your three parts, your design plan, the text, and the postmortem, and then just revised versions of those things as well. Project 1 or 2, and this is optional. So I'll go ahead and collect those in a little bit, almost. We'll just come in and bring them up onto the front here in just a little bit. The other thing is our project. We now know which design we'd like to go with, so we can get going with coding. We'd like to get a test site as soon as we can. By that I mean some actual, web pages up there, some actual code going, so that way we can move forward with things like testing, revising the design, that sort of stuff. Our deadline is December the 12th, so we want to wrap things up by then, if at all possible. I guess the only other thing to be aware of is we do have a work block due this week, because I do assume that you'll probably... even though we don't have class Wednesday and Friday, I'm assuming you'll be doing something in the service of the project over this week. Keep in mind that these are due by midnight Friday, but you can post those early. So if you're not going to be doing anything on this for a few days, you can go ahead and post it earlier than that, and it still counts. The deadline is just Friday at midnight, but they can certainly go up early. But be aware that that is out there. We won't have class, so I can't remind you of it. Just, be aware now that you do have a work blog due this Friday. Every week we do. So. Any questions about anything right now? Yeah, David.
Since we're using my service for Ryan, the backend, would it be possible to tell the running people to use that server, give them that the information, and have them use that?
Yeah, why don't we... we'll talk about that when we... turn to the project here in a second. That'll be a good segue for the organization people. Do we have any other questions about what's due today or anything like that? Okay, if you guys want to take over, we can start with that issue. David, what were you saying?
Since we're using my server and stuff like that, I think it'd be kind of a good idea for them to upload everything to our server so we can kind of work on the same thing and see what everybody's doing.
I don't think any of them are here right now.
No. Unfortunately, no front end.
Okay, well, we'll just remember that, if that's going to help things along, we'll do that. We might need to figure out some way to get them that information.
There is still that document, like the FYI document, so you could probably put that information on that for now. Hopefully, they might open it. The document that I told you about because you were giving them information for docs and testing, which it should be helpful info to help your job. So, maybe stick some information on there, and hopefully they'll open it. I don't know, maybe we can send them an email.
Just send them an email. We know who it is. We have the members listed. Yeah.
Because this should be saved and for all of you guys to open.
But I don't think it's published, so it wouldn't be shared. Check under share just to make sure.
It's published. Well, I shared it to everybody.
But it's not published as a web page so that strangers can't. That's what I'm...
Right.
Yeah.
Because you probably wouldn't want your information just out there.
Yeah, it's not published. Does it need to be published?
No.
Oh, okay.
They break up sharing and publishing as a web page. It's two different things. Sharing means we can all work on it. Publish means people who don't have an account, people who aren't us, can see it. Like our client, it's the mock-ups and such are published as web pages, so everyone can see them.
Speaking of which, just to clear up some of the clutter since there are so many pages, would it be okay to get rid of the mock-ups for now? Because we have them. I think we have them saved in general, but since they chose one or whatever, two, three, four, and five, not really.
You personally can delete whatever you want off of yours.
Yeah.
But in order for all of it to go away, all of us would have to delete them.
Okay.
When you delete it, it'll ask. Well, you have to be the owner, in fact. It'll say delete for everybody. I might just change the, because see, all mine is just in a folder. I might just change. You could do that, too, is make a couple of, they're really just tags.
Yeah.
You know?
That's true.
One front end.
Congratulations.
The only one.
Yeah.
All right. So, docs and testing.
Where are you guys at?
Still waiting?
We have some stuff.
Yeah, we're waiting on code.
Okay. Back in, how are you guys doing? Perfection?
Yeah. We have a little bit of stuff to get when I have on the playground.
What do you guys have? Oh, yeah.
We can add and edit and almost delete some content.
Just to clarify, how is this operating? Are all the pages being generated dynamically from ASP, or do you have like some static pages and then a portal to a...
The static pages are going to be, or the pages are all going to be static, and content on them is all going to be dynamic.
Oh, okay.
And that's going to be controlled through the portal.
I see.
If you want an example, I can show you an example as what we're going to do.
Why don't we look at one? Would it take too long?
No.
Why don't we look at one?
Riley's typing in the website, so he's going to show you design. What are you guys up to?
Well, now that we have a front end coder, we'll probably be talking to them. Last time we checked, they were developing a skeleton code, and we were kind of working with them on Friday, but until they had, like, the actual layout done and, like, you know, what size of all the images they actually needed, there wasn't tons we could do. But what we've been doing now is taking all the photos that they gave up, that the client gave us, and we've been kind of knocking those down to, like, the ones we want to use within the actual page. And I know that they might remove some of them and replace them with their own, but that way we have something to put on there to show, like, this is what we do.
All right.
That's what we're doing.
Front end, how is your skeleton going?
Danny had an idea of image-based link boxes. And I'm not sure if I'm completely happy with it, but I'll see how it goes. No, I don't think so.
Yeah, I was talking to the back end. They have a
yeah,
continue.
Yeah. I wanted to go with tables, but I guess I can put together something.
So is he mean like make an image for every web page and then just like, map out the links on the page?
That's what it is.
That could be bad.
Yeah,
this would be a really long change document.
If you enlarge the page, usually, you know what I'm saying, on different resolutions, that can change the
amount of those. Yeah, that's why.
We probably don't want to do that.
Yeah.
We don't want a huge image map. Just not what they design.
Okay, so.
I haven't had much.
You were saying that tables probably aren't a good idea either. Do you have a suggestion on how they can do this?
CSS based.
Yeah, we can use, I mean, the thing about tables, they work, but designs are kind of moving away from that and moving more towards manageable code like CSS and HTML. I mean, you can use tables if it works. There's really nothing wrong with it other than they can be harder to manage.
It's just bad practice.
And it's not best practices going forward, and they can be a little more difficult to manage because you have to try. If something breaks on a browser, it can be harder to hand tweak. I mean, I would encourage us to use CSS and HTML, but
I haven't dealt much with CSS.
If you guys need help, Mark and I are piecing that kind of stuff. Over break, I'm going to be doing a lot of web work anyway. So if you need help, I'll give you my email, my name, your name.
What about also design? I mean, are there other people who are coders that might be able to?
I mean, I know some code, but only to the extent of 141. And so my experience with that is I'm really not a web-based, like, in terms of coding. I'm more visual in terms of, like, really good-looking pictures.
Yeah, and another, I mean, we looked at this before. Could you pull up just oswd.org? Because, I mean, you know, really, any HTML page you see can have its CSS just embedded on the page itself. I mean, really, just all CSS is you know, it's a style sheet. It's a way to mock things up. I mean, normally you parse them out into two different things, the HTML content and the CSS, which sets the actual layout. OSWD here is really kind of helpful because you can just look through it and find designs that are pretty darn close to what you want to do, and then just look at their code. And CSS and HTML, if you have experience with HTML, I mean, you pretty much know it already. It's pretty clear. Like,
if functions are different with CSS.
Yeah, I mean, well, you have to define things. You have to define classes. But yeah, like, if you pick one of those at random, and if you click View, it'll give you an example, and then you can just download it, and it'll give you basically a CSS page and an HTML page. And then any images that are included. But yeah, that's something we should keep in mind. And if we do need, you know, to share people amongst groups, we can certainly do that. Yeah, or if you click download in the top left, we don't have to do it, but it'll give you a... it's in that frame at the top. It'll give you a zipped file with the stuff in it. All
right, so here's the example of what we do for the web change.
This one that I was showing kind of some of the front end or some of the other people around there. This is pretty much all static content right here, but the main dynamic content is like this event list right here. So if I go to the portal real quick, I log in, I can hit like manage the calendar. And so you can see that there's this event right here. So I can go ahead and edit this.
Hey guys, can we listen up for just a second? He's trying to show us something.
You know, if I go ahead and put test and I hit submit, and we go ahead and refresh the page, and it says test right there. I can also change the date and the time and all this other kind of stuff, and I can add more events, so you can see that it's going to change right there. I can also edit it from here and change the location to Philly, for instance. And it will update in both places. So right there and right there. It's updated now. It says Philly B33.
So are those dynamic portions of static pages?
Yes.
Okay.
This is a 100% static page, except for this is just in a while loop, so as many events there are, it's going to generate this little gray bar on the title and then the information about it. And then this displays only one event, so the most current event. Same thing with the announcement section right here, that's all static, or that's all dynamic too. So
we would probably have the actual body text, like that events thing, set up as the dynamic portion so they could change.
And this would be what the front end would be doing then, or not?
Friend would be laying out those static pages.
Right.
This stuff right here is being pulled dynamically right here, so it's just in a loop. So if I were to log in, I hope this works. So I'm going to go ahead and add stuff. I can go ahead and add a link too. I'll go ahead and hit. Okay, well, it's going to an edit page, and I haven't changed it. But anyway, if we just take this off, what it'll do is it'll just add some more information right down there. This is just a while loop, so it's just pulling all this stuff. So this is all being generated dynamically. So that's kind of how this is going to work. You can manage it. Oh. We're in the process of changing it from the one place to the other place, and that was working, and so we had to figure out what's going on, because anyway, I know what's going on.
Okay, yeah, I mean, if we need and this was one of the things I was thinking about when we were breaking up teams, because obviously the front end and back end coding teams are going to have to work together pretty closely, so we'll resolve that. What else do we have right now? Anything else? Okie doke, I guess that's... Did you guys have anything else to cover? Or?
I think so.
Is Okay, I guess this is it. We'll fix it. It always works in the end. Oh, if you have your resubmission, just go ahead and bring those up now and put them on the table here. Right.